Well, good morning, all. Friday, 29th of March. Man, year's flying by already. We're already at the end of March. This is the Daily Weathered View coming at you on Friday morning. And running into a weekend. Thank God it's Friday. Because I get to sleep in tomorrow. Quite a slacker when it comes to that. But I'll be running hot this weekend. Got a bunch of gardening to do. It's supposed to rain. Got the mom coming in. All kinds of crap to do this weekend. Remind you guys that this podcast is brought to you by the guys at the Weathered Report podcast that we do on Sunday nights live on YouTube, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Leftover time.
And then we do this podcast every day, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. as I'm on my commute live here on X. Check us out on your favorite podcast app when you have a chance. We're also sponsored by Horrible Designs, Music Making Sense Podcast, Apex Music Systems, Mad Case Studios, and I'm your host, Bruce McGee, The Weathered Soul. Catch me at weatheredsoul.com. Go there, be square, right? Gotta be animated today, right? Hey, gotta be animated. It's fucking Friday. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, panel. How's the guys going?
Tired.
Yeah.
Tired. I kept you up late last night, man. I wasn't tired at all. I just kind of got off about 8:30 and let you guys say all the bad things that you say about me after I get off of our therapy session and let you guys have your therapy.
Yeah, it was all right. We didn't talk too much shit about you, so we went to sleep early. So.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, Harkos, you're usually the late night guy anyway, so you're usually up and doing your business.
Yeah.
Well into the nighttime hours.
I had to force myself to not stay at the computer anymore after that because I was like, oh, let me work on this. And I was like, no, take a shower and go to bed.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying desperately to figure out how animated I can get this weekend when I'm doing my content. And, some good advice that you guys gave me last night. So we're going to put it to work tomorrow or put it to work tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, and see what I come up with some kind of content to put out there for my Weathered Soul brand.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do the same thing so I don't sound like Ben Stein.
Well, he's got a good shtick going, though, because that was his shtick anyway, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so I don't know how well that'll work out in today's environment where, you know, Ken wants me to bite right in the camera's face and pulling myself back and, you know, running my head around like, you know, I'm a crazy man, but we'll see how that works. We'll see if I get any more, any hits and stuff like that, you know, interest in the videos. Because, like I said, that's where it's at, man. That's where Harker says it's at. Gotta get that content out. Gotta get those algorithms.
Content's king, yeah. Anything's better than nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what's going on with Biden because he raked in $25 million last night to his coffers at a fundraiser in New York City last night, and had some big three former presidents, Obama and Clinton, were all there, and I'm not sure who the other one was, but Lizzo. And some other person was there too. You know, big time people. And the worry is that they did this because it doesn't look like Biden can toe the line himself as far as fundraising. So I'm sure that the star-studded event brought in. I think it was $100,000 per person to get into this thing, or $10,000. One of the two. I'm sure there was tears. to get into this thing. You know, if you were like a $50,000 person, you got back seats, and if you were like a $100,000 person, you got the front seats. Got to be able to have your hair smelled by Mr. Biden, so you know, you never know.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, Jimmy Dore was talking about how he was going to donate to that to try to win, because they had like a raffle, basically. Like, everybody who donated was entered into a raffle to meet all three of the presidents or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I think I would like to meet Obama, because you know I voted for him. So I mean, for his first term, I voted for him. Clinton, not so much. You know, would have been nice to kind of maybe got a cigar from him or something. But you never know where that cigar was. So as far as Biden is concerned, I don't think I have any interest in ever like meeting him. I always thought that meeting presidents would be cool. But Biden kind of soured me on that. Same with Trump. I don't know if I'd have a photo op of Trump. Would you take a photo op of Trump?
No, sure. With none of them. Well,
none of them.
Yeah, maybe, because I'd wear something that like vote for nobody. I'd wear that shirt.
Yeah, that's one of your. One of your good products I like, man, out there. I've got that kitchen magnet. Got that on my. It raises the stake with my moms. My moms are voters. They're going like, oh my god, what would happen if we didn't have a president? I'm going, I'll be better.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't agree. They like to be. They like to be a governed harder. The harder they go to get governed, the better. That's the way they are. But I don't know, man. Stapleton says, you know, that you should surround yourself with those high powered people, man. I could see him having a picture op next to Biden. I could see that for some reason. I don't know why. But so I guess no publicity is good for no publicity is bad publicity, because if you don't have it, you don't have it.
Yeah, that's true.
But meanwhile, while that was happening, I guess the big news was that because Biden was entertaining his crony ex-presidential friends, and Trump was at the mourning at the wake of the officer that was shot by a 21-time felon out on parole, whatever. Person, you know, convict, ex-convict that was out. Yeah, he was out there. You know, the two scenes of either you're evil or you're good. You can say it either way. Like, you know, I'm not a great big advocate on law enforcement, but when you get shot, you know, doing a routine traffic stop, you know, there's not a lot to. Go ahead. Somebody say something there? Or did I lose somebody?
No, you're good.
You're good.
Oh, okay. But, it's kind of sad that happened. Guy left behind a one-year-old little boy, his wife, had to fend for themselves for forever. You know, that's what happened. It's sad. It's sad that we let these career criminals back on the street. You know, granted, he probably served his time according to, you know, the judges and the people that put him behind bars. But I'm not sure if he was out early on parole or what happened. But when you have 21 separate other charges against you, whether they be mixed in felonies, misdemeanors and stuff like that. It seemed like he was a career criminal that just had it out. You know, he was going to live the life that he wanted to live, no matter what happened. He hurt. He got a problem with that. You know, people like that fucking just roam this place, man. I don't know what to say. other than and I don't have no kudos for Trump going to his wake, because all this stuff is just political ploy.
It is.
It's all just political ploy. I mean, if the president was to react to every person that got shot or police officer that got hurt or firefighter that died, you know, he would have nothing to do except for do that stuff all the time. You know, so he's got more important things to do, I'd say. And I think Trump, yeah, where what does it really matter about Trump, what he does, as far as going back and forth to lakes and making himself politically viable for the presidency. I don't know, man. I just think it's sad. I think it's sad enough that when this guy got shot there with his partner there, and they still call this guy a suspect, because you know, in those situations you still have due process. But when you're shot going up to a car at a traffic stop, and then that guy is not immediately put in the wood chipper, I don't see what kind of justice that, number one, his family can get, and number two, the justice that that we're being not given, because this guy is still on the fucking streets. Now he's back in prison with his buddies, probably where he wanted to be. And life goes on. Morning, Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad, man.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, shit like this happens all the time, unfortunately. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter what the situation is, who is involved. You know, there's always fucked up situations that happen every fucking day. And so the thing that I always recommend is that people just try to live the best life they can every single day and try to do the best possible and try to avoid situations that could possibly get you fucked up, you know. And when you go into law enforcement or military, unfortunately, that's like literally what you sign up for, is shit going left any day.
Yeah, I can understand that for sure. But in a point blank situation, you know, when you have a career criminal there, I don't know. My feelings are mixed, you know, on that. You know, was there extenuating circumstances, you know, with this guy? Who knows? But in a point-blank circumstance like that, with another cop as witness, and I think there's other people there that witnessed the same thing. And, you know, when you don't immediately put this guy in a wood chipper, it doesn't send out a message that is typical for being tough on crime.
It's kind of there's the agenda right now that, you know, that's been going on for a while that, you know, cops are bad because bad cops get all the highlight and good cops never get any highlight, you know? And so, hey, knock it off.
Okay, and so, I will.
You know, it's, yeah, you knock it off. And, no, my dog decided to play while I'm sitting here trying to talk to y'all. And so it's like fucking click clacking everywhere and shit. But, you know, there's the agenda that, you know, oh yeah, you know, all cops are bad. Only talk about the bad things, never highlight the good stuff, you know, and all that stuff. And, you know, because there are a lot of fucking dumbass cops, because a lot of the laws are dumbass shit. You know, I mean, you can't have people enforce laws and expect the people enforcing the laws to be just when the laws are unjust. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of them that are just, but there's a lot that are unjust as fuck. It's like, you know, like the anti-self-defense laws. It's like, really? Get the fuck out of here. You know, you're going to arrest somebody for defending themselves when they were attacked because they didn't call you and wait 20 minutes, you know? No, fuck that shit.
Yeah, fuck
off.
Do
you have stand your ground in Indiana?
I'm not sure about that, but I know we have anti-self-defense laws to where about fighting. Like, if somebody starts a fight with me and I fucking whoop their ass, I'm still going to jail too.
Yeah, in Minnesota, we have a duty to retreat, which is bullshit. Fuck that.
How about you, Ken, in Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin, we basically just shoot anybody on sight. Fuck them. So in Wisconsin, you can actually go to a bar and get a drink called the Rittenhouse. It's it's three shots and a what the fuck? Yeah, three shots in the back. It's a fucking hilarious time. So when you get the self-defense laws and stuff like that, the one thing beauty, like in Minnesota, the self-defense laws, duty to retreat, is so easy to blow out in court that fortunately it's a very weak law.
It is.
But it shouldn't be there at all.
Yep.
And so if someone comes and punches me in the face, I'm assuming they're trying to kill me. I don't care what their situation is. I don't care what just happened with their family or what their wife just did, unless it was with me, then I got it coming. But I'm going to assume this person's trying to kill me. And in that case right there, you can use whatever force is necessary to get away. And that force necessary is probably two in the chest, one in the head.
Yeah, but then they'll say that's excessive and blah, blah, blah. You know, you could have tried other ways to de-escalate. You know, like the fucking legal system is fucking ridiculous because...
Oh, it is.
You know,
it
is. Yeah, because like then you'll have... You know, you shoot and kill somebody who was attacking you. Now their family's like, he was a good person. He did nothing wrong. Up on the stand, you know. And you're like, no, this motherfucker pulled a gun on me and had it to my fucking head. So I blew his head off. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? A good person. Get the fuck out of here. I was minding my business.
Yep.
And those people quietly get let go every day because they know when they put them into it in front of a jury, even if they're in front of a liberal jury, it's so easy to put that jury, that juror in that person's position and say, would you have defended your kid or your wife or yourself with this, you know, it's not where you have civil cases are only where you have someone that has money. So you never see a civil case against somebody that's broke. You never see it because there's nothing they can get from them.
You know, I think we had this discussion the other day, and I know me and Harkos had a discussion the other day, but when you're in jail, you serve prison time, you're a felon, blah, 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 you know, yada, yada, yada. When you get out, you've served your time, you know, totally agree with serving your time. So as a felon in California, you cannot possess a firearm. And just until recently, you didn't have voting rights. But they since changed that law here in California. I don't think they can vote in the federal election, but they can vote in a state election. But should you have your gun rights reinstated as a
absolutely.
Felon?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The minute
you're a citizen again.
What I would say is, okay, if you get put in jail and then you're let out early, but you still have parole for 7 or 8 months or whatever it's going to be, that parole time is still, I would still consider that's part of the punishment. But once that's over, yes, all rights get completely reinstated, fully 100%.
Because you're a citizen again.
You served the time necessary. So you're back to citizen in good standing. And, you know, again, this is where the left has done a great job.
Okay. Even in places where you have a felon that has multiple gun charges you know, repeatedly?
No problem. Yep. I have no problem with that. Once he's served his time and he's out. Now, if he goes back and does it again, guess what? That repetitive recidivism that's going to be – that guy's never going to be in the out-of-parole situation.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's in California, that doesn't work here. So we had a few strikes for a little bit.
I don't care who owns a gun as long – I don't care who owns a gun as long as everyone gets to. Because that will that same felon's gonna run into somewhere and stick a gun in someone's face and five other guns are gonna come out and point at his back. He ain't gonna think twice. This is my point with all of that shit. So the voting thing. I think is absolutely, and this is where I said the left has been able to just go to the to grab all these felons and say, we think you should get your voting rights back. You know? And They even want to have the voting rights back while they're still incarcerated. They want to have voting in jails. And they were trying to do that in Minnesota a couple of years ago.
Yeah, because that won't get exploited.
Yeah, no way. No way to cheat there.
Yeah.
No way they can cheat there.
I'm an originalist. Once you serve your time, you get your rights back, period. End of story.
Yep. I agree.
So I'll run this question around to the panel, too. We'll start with Harkos. Harkos, if you shoot somebody on your property, is there a difference between whether he's in your house or whether he's in your property, in between your property lines? Is there a difference?
In Indiana, yeah. I can't shoot him legally until he's inside of my actual house. which is fucked up. But the way I see it, the way I personally see it, no, if somebody's on your property and they're threatening you, you have the right to defend yourself. Now, if they're just on your property and they're just talking shit out their car or whatever, you know, you just have your gun in your hand. You're like, get the fuck off my goddamn property, bitch. But, like, if they run up to you and they fucking try hitting you or they got a gun and they're walking towards you, no, pop that motherfucker. You know, done deal. It's like, look, don't start none, there won't be none. Is that simple?
How about you? How about you, Jason?
I agree with Harcos.
How's the laws in Minnesota?
Castle Doctrine in Minnesota.
I'm imagining they're like California. Like, you're going to get scrutinized whether it's inside or outside your house.
Yeah, I think so.
It's gotten a little laxer in California where they you know, they're now saying self-defense inside your house, but there's been a lot of scrutiny.
Castle Doctrine tried to pass a few years ago when we had Governor Dayton, and he shut it down, citing that police officers didn't want it, but then police officers are coming out and saying, fuck that, we wanted that.
We did want it. Yeah.
How about you, Ken?
Are you talking about shooting people on your property for sport or protection? I just want to be clear here.
Both.
Well, I don't know how your meat locker looks, but
it's Wisconsin, and we do raise serial killers out here that eat people. It's kind of one of our other hobbies.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Dahmer and all the fun ones. But yeah, it's you can shoot. Minnesota and Wisconsin are pretty similar, where you can defend yourself on your property if someone's attacking you. But like what Harco's situation in Minnesota and Wisconsin, if someone's just walking by and comes on your property and you pull out a gun and aim it towards them, you're going to jail. If they're attacking they're attacking you, it's fine. Now, you can carry – Wisconsin and Minnesota, you can open carry anything you want on your own property, walking around with it. The police will get called because neighbors are fucking idiots.
Yep.
But when they come, they'll be like, oh, all right, well, that's cool. You know, and I don't recommend people do that, but you can do that. If you shoot someone in your house in Minnesota or Wisconsin, if someone's in your house that you don't want them in the house, they don't have to be attacking you. You can shoot and kill them if you're fearing for your life.
Well, I raised the question because we have an elderly rancher in Arizona who lives on the border between Mexico and Arizona, who is standing trial right now for killing an illegal immigrant that came into his property, walking across his property, and the claim is that he fired warning shots in the air to tell them to get off the property, but. When they weren't doing that, he decided to spray them with a round of bullets, shot one of the guys in the back, killed him. So now he is on trial for the murder of that illegal alien that was on his property illegally because he was supposed to be across the border. And oh, I'm sorry, he's a refugee. Sorry, Ken, I missed that.
He's a new American.
He's new American. I miss him. So it's a little bit of news up here, you know, in California, because of course, you know, we have a population of migrants that come up and down. I don't think we have the migrant problem as much as, you know, the poorest border in Texas, only because of the fact that most of our migrants, like I've said before, come in, they work, they send their money back, and then they go back, you know, when there's no fruit to pick or anything like that. So
right.
They're your slave class. We understand. The most uppity liberal state has a safe slave class population that they're like, oh, no, it's fine. We want all immigrants to have health care and rights and everything like that. We need to take care of these people. And then it's like, okay, you're done picking my vegetables. Get the fuck back across the border, bitch.
Yeah, well, we have to do that because I've got to justify my $1 million home. So that's
good. Yep.
Lay off me a little bit, okay, on that.
Yeah, okay, all right. Sorry, excuse me. Hypocrisy is a real fucking thing, man. Hypocrisy is a real problem in our society,
It's kind of sickening, isn't it? When it's so blatant and in your face, and then the person that is actually committing the hypocrisy could actually look at you and look at themselves in the mirror and then sleep at night. It's fucking incredible. I don't know how they live.
most of them probably have to take Ambien or something like that. But, like, you know, the hypocrisy is everywhere. It's not just in what people, you know, the politicians and all that shit. It's also in, like, you know, the law enforcement situation, you know? Like, if somebody, you know, fears for their life, right, shoots and kills somebody or whatever, and they'll be like, they'll stand trial and they'll get convicted because of some fucking kangaroo fucking situation going on, right? Because, you know, the demographics weren't right, or somebody, you know, was juiced in, or like, you know, they actually somehow got like a great prosecutor or something like that, right? And the defense did. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're just like, what? There's no justice here. Like, look at the justice that was happening. Like, this person was, you know, a career criminal who fucking killed multiple people, who just got done raping somebody, and then I shot him and I fucking go to prison. It's like, what the fuck are you doing, right? And they'll have that, but then you'll have situations where cops will blatantly fucking have no regard for the law and fucking kill somebody. Like, and I say not every time, but, you know, there are some situations like, what the fuck were you doing? Why were you being a piece of shit like that? Like, all in the videos, you know, like that one, you know, that one soldier who had his like hands out the window and the cop was like fucking like punching him in the face and spraying him. And he's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm just sitting here with my hands out the window. I'm a bang. Right. What the fuck? You know, yeah. Like those kind of things. And then like those guys get like a fine, and then like, you know, they fucking walk, and you're just like, no wonder people want to fucking shoot police in the back of the head. Like, yeah. You fucking kidding me? Like those kind of things. That's the hypocrisy that really starts bothering. You know, people expect politicians to be hypocrites, I think. And so when politicians, you know, say one thing, do another, they get upset about it. But, you know, they're like, hey, you know, these are politicians. What did I expect? You know, I you know, I know better. And but then when it comes to, you know, the actual end of the stick, you know, that's where the hypocrisy really is. And it fucks people's lives over horribly, you know, and that's what, you know, because I mean, it's bad enough when Nancy Pelosi was getting a haircut while everybody, you know, everybody else's haircuts place were shut down or whatever during pandemic and shit. Right. But, you know, it's just.
Oh, yeah. You know, then she comes out and says, let him eat cake. Let him eat cake.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And like, that's not. Yeah, but that's not as bad as like some of the real time shit that happens where, you know, somebody doesn't pay their taxes or whatever for fucking half of a fucking day and they lose everything or whatever. They get railroaded by the courts. Like all kinds of fucking dumb shit happens. Yeah. That's where the hypocrisy is. Where it's like rules for thee, but not for me and shit.
Let me jump in and talk about the courts. And if this isn't a hypocrisy, but this is going back to the rancher that shot the guy. So if you look at what's happening with in history, we've talked about this before, about when you pack the courts, you can control the people. So what's happening down south now with all these refugees that are coming in there, and they're going to be made citizens, they're going to get these rights, they're going to end up on juries. And who a lot of times ends up on juries is the people that can't or don't want to get out of jury duty. You know, and so you're going to have this guy possibly in a court of his peers, but his peers are going to be actually the peers of the guy he shot.
Yep.
And that's how you pack the courts, and you can change laws because the juries, you know, the jury nullification works two ways.
Yes, it does.
And that's one of the problems that we're going to start seeing, especially down in the Southwest, is these courts will not be punishing people because they won't find them guilty.
Yep. I hear you. But yeah, I get out of jury duty all the time. I just run in there with my red hat, scream MAGA, and hang him, and yeah, all that other stuff. I usually get pretty much dismissed right away. But
it's just one way.
What about law enforcement immunity? How do you feel about that?
Why should they have immunity?
I don't think that blanket immunity is good for anybody.
Yep, I agree.
I think law enforcement needs to have a certain amount of immunity because there are a lot of people that will come after them that is just as fraudulent and just as bad. Cops, it's a bad deal because, like you said, you know, it's like planes. Planes are safe to fly in unless you're in the one that crashes. Cops are fine unless you meet the guy that's fucking trigger happy. What they have to do is horrific. And I think that part of their training and part of what they do doesn't do them any favors. And the kind of people it's attracting nowadays are power-hungry motherfuckers. And that's where you're gonna have problems with cops. It's not the
it's been like that all the time because down the street.
It's not the cop on the beat that gets to know the neighborhood, the people, and it's not Mayberry kind of cops. There was a time that the Mayberry type of cops were the norm, and those days are just gone. Part of it's the militarization of the police force, which I think is awful. After that, California.
I know when I was incarcerated, there was many people that worked in the Department of Corrections that were just batshit crazy, dude. I'm serious. Yeah. I mean, you could tell. I mean, there's a lot more of the inmates were more sane than some of these people that were watching it.
And got the small dick really energy is what they had.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, if anything scared me straight after being incarcerated was having to go back and face those guys that were in the Department of Corrections that were actually serving, and most of them at that time were sheriffs. So I'm really leery of law enforcement only because of that reason, because I've been incarcerated and that I've been through that, and I don't want anything to do with them.
We'll see you.
Yeah, right. Go ahead. I really don't want to deal with law enforcement as much as anytime. Yeah, so I've got the police, the former police chief of police that lives catty corner to me on my street, and we're friends. We talk every once in a while, but I don't really associate with law enforcement. I got a nephew who's a cop. We don't really see eye to eye on some of the stuff. He's very nice to me. I mean, we're cordial because we're family and stuff like that. But we can't get into a conversation about law enforcement and stuff like that, because I just see things differently than he does. And
I just want to say one thing real quick, Bruce. The term catty corner, it was actually derived in order to be disrespectful to caddies, and caddies are a very useful portion of they're very useful in golf, and they first started out as black slaves, and so I prefer you use the term the guy across the street from me who lives in a house that's diagonal. Okay
so the guy that diagonal from me, which is racist to the diagonal people, because there's some sideways people out there, I don't fucking
exactly
know, yeah, man. You're always pointing out where I'm really racist, man.
You live in California.
Thank you for being there for me. Huh?
Yeah, you should know better. No. You live in California.
No. I'm from the old California. I'm not the closet racist like most of the freaking liberals out here. They're all on the outside. They're all nice and soft and fleshy and all that, but on the inside they're racist as fuck. I don't mind showing mine.
Yeah.
Now that we're getting kicked off every fucking platform
there we go again.
those people are fucking ridiculous.
And I don't care, man, because I call like it is around here, dude. If you're going to come to my house and you're going to be a decent guest, you're going to be I'm going to feed you. My wife's going to feed you. We're going to party with you. We're going to do all those things that decent people do. But if you're going to come around my fucking house, be an asshole and fucking, all that crap, you're going to be treated like an asshole. And, that's just the way I feel. And there's a lot of people that I haven't invited back to my house because they're just assholes. They want to come to my parties and be a part of our crowd. But you got to be a part of my crowd before you come back and are invited again. Because if we don't see eye to eye, you're going to cause turmoil in my group, then you're not invited. I guess if that's racist and antisocial, then that's what it is.
I'm fine with antisocial.
I'm pretty racist.
What's that? I'm sorry, I missed that.
What do you say, Jason?
Oh, I said I'm fine with antisocial.
Yeah. Well, I'm a very social person. So I mean, I get along with everybody. If I go into a crowded room, I'm the first guy to go up to you and say, hey, what's going on, dude, blah, 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 you know, I'm this and that, you know, and, or yeah, asking them what they're in, you know, what they're up to and stuff like that. So I'm a very personal person when it comes to that, you know, so I don't, I'm not like a wallflower on the side of the wall, you know. It's been like that since, you know, fucking school. My first dance, you know, I was the guy out there in the middle of the fucking floor trying to get girls to dance, you know, while my buddies were over there going like, I don't know if I want to do it. So I'm willing to take the walk of shame. So, yeah. How about you guys? Your social circles? I know my social circle has shrunk over the years, but still.
My social circle has my two kids, my two dogs, and my cat. Yeah.
But I mean, in a social situation, are you a wallflower or are you out there meeting people?
I don't go to social situations, so there's that. Gotcha. Yeah, if I happen to go to one, it's because like I had to for some reason, and so normally that's like. Yeah, I mean, like something has to do with music or something like that. So I'm still a wallflower, but like I try to like if I see somebody, I'll try to engage in some way because like the reason I'm there is to benefit. So
yeah, Jason, how about you? You in that same boat?
Yeah, I don't really go to social events either. Good. Just because.
Well, we're gonna be a great big huge social event when we meet in June. So. Yeah. We're gonna be out there exposed, man. I'm hoping that's a good time, but anyway,
it should be.
I'm actually had no traffic today, so I'm already pulling into work and gonna get my day going. It's a Friday. Gonna go pick up my mom after work, so she can spend the next 2 weeks with us. And that's going to be pretty cool because she likes baseball and baseball just started. And I know you guys aren't a bunch of sportos, so you don't care shit about baseball. But
so
I love baseball. It's my favorite season of the year. Go
baseball,
ahead.
Baseball, that's the one where they try to get the most amount of touchdowns with the hockey stick, right?
Yeah, I think that is. Yeah, it's where there's one where they have the knee pads, but they're on the elbows and stuff right there instead, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so too, yeah.
With the basketball?
Yeah.
And these are the characters that I hang around with all the time, man. I'm
telling you. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, this is what I inherited. I love it, guys. Well, thank you guys for being here. We do this 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Monday through Friday on my commute to work. I want to thank Harkos and Jason and Ken being around here. Thanks for everybody that tuned in. Looks like Aaron was tuned in today to listen to us. I hope he had a good weightlifting session there, Aaron, and get strong, brother. And
yeah,
we're going to be back on Monday morning.
Check out his.
And we got some bonus.
Check out his podcast at I Had to Say It podcast.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Just a great podcast. And I love listening to Erica or Aaron just fucking tell it like it is. He's got some other podcasts that he listens to that are really good. I just got finished listening to Whiskey Hell. Those guys are freaking, they're a riot. And listen to our podcast every day. Like I said, from Monday through Friday, we're on X. Podcast drops at about noon every day when Jason finally gets it done and sends it off to me. And then we have some bonus content coming up with Shane Hazel, I think, on Sunday night for our weather report. And leave you guys with this. Have a great day. And be good to yourselves. Have a great weekend, guys.
Oh, yeah.